You ready?
Here we go!
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
Featuring T-Hack and Aaron.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey! Let's go!
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We need to talk about the stupid things we do for love.
Mm-hmm. Were you a chase after him kind of guy? Okay, yeah, me too. Who do you want me to be?
Hello?
What can I change for you? Okay,
we call that an adapter.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I'm a bit of an adapter.
I was always called a loser, but
yeah. Here's the thing. I would love to have calls from women, but I think most of the I don't know. I just feel like most of the time when somebody's going to lengths for love, it's going to be a dude.
Oh yeah. Yeah, because we're chasing and we're like we'll do anything. They're the prize. We're not at all.
So a West Virginia dude is facing 5 years in prison for calling his ex-girlfriend after their breakup more than 800 times in a 2-day stretch.
Okay,
800 times.
And people are out there nervous to double text. Go ahead.
What I'm saying.
Why not?
You go right ahead. Yeah. You write like 3 words and then write another text. That's not a problem.
Yeah. Even I had a little more dignity to give up after the first day. 400 texts, 400 calls. Okay.
You're like day one. You're like, unsuccessful.
I'll dedicate a day.
Stop the journey here.
Yeah. Take a day break at least. I don't want her to think I'm desperate.
If you're a chaser... you are a lengths for love guy. You've done some stuff.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I used to like have to sneak into the school early to get the Valentine's gift in the locker before she got there. Then, you know, the janitor sees you and he's like, "What are you doing?" And you're like, "I'm so embarrassed. I don't know."
Did you really do that? Because your lockers didn't have locks on them?
No, they didn't. No. We're just a private school. There's like less than 100 kids in the school. So if someone took your jacket, you'd just be like, "Hey,
you have my jacket."
That's my jacket, yeah.
Okay. I've talked about this girl before, but there was a pretty red-haired girl who worked at Joslyn's.
Oh, yeah.
When I worked in the mall. And I tried to keep copious notes on, like, Tuesdays, she likes Orange Julius. And, like, I would go to lunch about the same time as her and try to just get next to her in the line. And then I didn't even have what it took to like turn around and talk to her.
Just overhear her from behind you? She wasn't in line with a boyfriend or anything,
no,
right?
No, okay. She was just on her lunch break and I'm managing the CD store, but I still didn't have the courage, but I kind of just knew. It's very stalkery. I get it.
Mm.
But there was a point where I made friends with the manager of one of the restaurants. It was Renzio's, the Greek place. Where
they just have
the big spinning wheels of lamb and chicken. Well, the lamb comes with a white and creamy sauce, and the chicken comes with a red sauce. So I would always eat the chicken. But I was so enamored with the red-haired girl. I'm so Charlie Brown right now. that I finally asked the dude, I'm like, what does she get? And he's like, oh, she gets kind of a weird order. She gets like the lamb, but like double the sauce. And then she got like something else on it. They had some sort of spice that they put on top. It's Greek, so they probably put some feta on it. It was just, long story longer, it was a plethora of things that I would never, ever, ever, ever eat. I don't eat anything white and creamy.
Mm-hmm.
So it was like, so one day the stars aligned and I got in front of her in the Renzio's line. And I'm like, I don't have the courage to talk to her, but if I order exactly what she's going to order and she notices it, she might go, that's so weird. Huh. That's my order.
Interesting. Yeah. And that could start a conversation.
Correct.
You like the double meat as well.
But it was like, it wasn't double meat. If it was double meat, it would have been fine. It was double all the things I don't like extra feta. How about some, you know, bull testicles? It was, dude, it was the whitest.
She sounds like a keeper.
It was for real. It looked like a samp. It was so much white and creamy on it. So then he made it. I paid. I'm on a meager salary. And then I had to stand to the side and like pretend to enjoy it. And she still didn't engage me.
Oh, no.
I'm just...
At all?
Not at all. I ordered her exact order to the note.
Do you think she was weirded out? Do you think she was on
probably.
You?
Probably.
It's like, it's that long
hair.
And
then I'm just sitting over there with like white and creamy just dripping all over my face. I'm just like, hey, so you're the redhead chick from Joslin's?
This doing anything for you?
All right, so if you've done something stupid in the name of love, we'd love to hear what you did. 303-222-5423 or text in at 51059.
There's a teen here. He got caught speeding. He was in a 55 mile an hour zone and he was on his way to see his girlfriend during his lunch break, okay. Which you only have a limited time.
I've been there.
He was going 117 and got pulled over 100 miles per hour in a 55. So he was really trying to get there. Kind of
more than double
more
the
than double.
Speed limit.
Mm-hmm. Cause he only has a certain amount of time. I've done something very similar. Where,
dude, so did I.
There was a girl who she was house sitting in a town a few hours away and said, hey, I've got the house to myself. And I was there and very fast. And so fast, in fact, that it was very cold out. And my window, for some reason, I like bumped the window. So it went down a little bit and then just froze overnight. And so the next morning, my window didn't work anymore. And so I
had ever again.
I had to come up with some excuse of why my window just
spent the night at her
working.
Parents' house.
She had the house to herself.
Where did you? You were in college, so you weren't missed from your parents.
Right.
Home.
So I drove.
Gotcha.
Just 2 hours out of the way, and then I wasn't going to drive back. I'd already hit 117 on the way there.
You're right. There's one more that I want to read real quick. It says a girl really didn't think he was all that attractive. So, and he was in love with her. He thought the reason she didn't find him attractive was his braces. So he took his own braces off with nail clippers.
Oh,
and she still did not find him attractive.
Your gums are a little bloody. I don't... Oh, that's so painful. Just take the heartbreak. It can't hurt that bad.
Dude, take the L. If you have done something crazy in the name of love, we want to hear what it is. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We all do stupid stuff for love. Call it lengths for love. David?
Yay.
Yay. Lengths for love. What'd you do?
So when I was in high school, this girl I was really interested in, her younger brother needed a math tutor, and I said I would do it because I was a math genius, and I'm not a math genius. I never have been.
How do you fake being a math genius? Just write crap on mirrors and look really disheveled all the time? What do you do
No one ever checks it. If you write, it's like if you write on white on clear,
like, yes.
Then, okay, yeah, it must be right.
You just seem like you're so obsessed with math that you're like, did they check your qualifications, like your ACT score, or they just trusted you?
I mean, I printed a bunch of stuff off the internet.
Okay.
To make me look like I knew what I was doing.
So then you're going over and tutoring this other kid just to try to get close to the girl?
Yeah, yeah.
And did it work?
Yeah, it did. It did. It worked.
Which part? Did you get with her, or did he get a better math grade, or both?
I doubt it.
Yeah, like, I don't think it worked out for him. I don't really
know. Oh, my God! Please tell me you're married to this woman, or there's something, or this was just a conquest for you.
Well, it worked in the way that I got close to her, but it didn't work in the way that she never like wanted to go out with me. So no. I guess.
Mm. Well, yeah, he's a math nerd.
Yeah, you didn't think that through.
Yeah,
you should have pretended to be like a personal trainer or something. Cool. Well, hey, yeah, way to go. You ruined two lives on that
hey,
one.
Hey, my son needs a tutor too.
Nope. Thanks, David. Candy?
Yay.
Yay.
You are disguised. What did you do for love?
Okay, yeah, this is really embarrassing. I had a crush on the husband of a friend of mine.
Oh, God.
Bad start, obviously.
Yeah.
So one day I was over at their house. We were all friends. It was like a group gathering, so I kind of snuck off to go into his office and snoop around. And he had his computer up and, like, ready to go. So I started, like, snooping a little bit, and then I had the idea to try to get them to break up. So I opened some tabs and searched for a divorce lawyer. And,
what? What?
Yeah, and some other kind of weird stuff.
So knowing that she would see it, oh my God, that's diabolical.
On his computer. And what's he going to say? It wasn't me. Yeah, that's...
Yeah, who else would be looking for...
That's what everyone would say.
Did it work?
I think so. I kind of lost touch with them after this. I think they might have suspected.
Hold on. You enact a diabolical plan to make this man single so you can have him, and you're like, meh, whatever. You don't know if it worked.
I think, I don't think they ultimately got divorced, but things were on the rocks for a while.
Maybe he found it and is like, honey, what are you looking up on my computer?
Both of them would be suspecting
you
the
looked
other.
It up. No, you looked it up.
And then it's like, and they're never going to,
no.
It's not Candy. All right. Well played, Candy, except not. Allison?
Yay.
Lengths for love. What did you do?
Okay. So this is from high school days when I was in the band.
Don't make that sound. Band people are cool.
I was in it too, and we weren't
it's
cool.
It's not a
but...
band camp right. story. Don't worry.
Okay.
So I had a huge crush on this trumpet player in the band with me, and I, for some reason, decided that I should try to get his attention by pretending that my dad was like this world-renowned trumpet player. I don't know. Why I pulled that out of nowhere.
Like somebody who's already famous or just a one that's so world renowned that nobody knows. You didn't say it was like Miles Davis is my dad. You went with your actual father's just a badass trumpet player.
Yeah. Does your last name start with G? Is it Kenny G?
I know, but
he was a sax player.
Oh, That's right.
Oh my God. You're not a band nerd. Get out of our conversation.
That's nice.
Allison and I are trying to have a nerd conversation. Gillespie?
I would have screwed it up in just initially.
Okay,
heard
so
of Kenny?
Yeah, did he buy it? Like, what? How did this go?
Yeah, so he bought it, and so I kept going with it, and just kept playing that tune, and eventually it came to a head where I had to like I invited him over to my house, and I had to convince my dad to pretend to be this trumpet player, and it went so far as us renting a trumpet for him to play, and he had never played the trumpet before.
like, why didn't he just pretend to have a canker sore or something? Like, I can't play today, sir, or I'm not. So then he just slaughtered it. Did the guy like you enough by that point to not care?
Oh God, he did slaughter it. It was mortifying, and no, he did not like me enough to look back. Yeah.
It's kind of lengths for love on the dad's part too. That he's just what do you need me to do?
Okay, I'll pretend to be Kenny G, I guess. That's amazing, Allison. Chris.
Yay.
Lengths for love. What did you do?
Okay, so I had a girlfriend for 2 years, and she would always kind of tease me about not being tough. She called me a beta male.
She called you a what?
She called me a beta male.
Yeah, you're not the alpha. Okay.
I've been teased for similar things.
Yeah, okay.
But she was great. I mean, she really was. I just was tired of being called a beta male, so I decided to hire a friend of mine who just, you know, pay him some beer money, and he pretend mugged her.
What?
What?
With you in the presence? And then...
I was there. And so I chased him down. I chased him down and got her backpack back from him and, like, yelled at him, and he ran off.
So you didn't have to beat him up. You just... Oh, my God. Hold up. So you just went, like, you're standing there the whole time. Oh my God. How do you not?
Oh no, your purse.
Right?
Let me chase him.
What? And was she screaming like, don't, or?
Yeah. Oh yeah. She was completely freaking out.
Okay.
Be the beta. I know you are. Did it work?
That's the question.
I mean, It didn't actually work because I didn't think she knew this guy, but she knew somebody he went to college with, and so she was
"All right, so you're an idiot. Get-
it's not a mugger, that's Mark."
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
So according to this story, I should be beating women away from me with a stick. I should probably say that differently. there's a story out that says girls like girly guys.
Yeah. Harry Styles is what I would consider a girly guy.
Oh, I'm not girly?
No.
Hack, back me up. I'm a little girly.
You're girly.
Yeah, you're feminine, girly. You're not girly. There's a difference.
Hold up. No, feminine is girly.
No.
Tell me the difference, because I don't wear it. What is T-Hack?
T-Hack is more girly than you.
I don't know.
And that's a compliment.
Okay, yeah, then definitely. Yeah, I agree.
He wears pearls every once in a while.
That doesn't make you girly.
It does.
That's a fashion choice. Do you find yourself girly when you wear the pearls?
I don't know, kind of. I don't wear them very much. It feels a little, it's a little out of my comfort
zone.
And why
haven't you started painting your nails? I really think you should.
Oh, yeah, you should do that.
It's always just felt way too frivolous. I have too much of my, just like, it doesn't make any sense, so why bother doing it? Well, even though I think I would like it, but I'm like, but I don't know.
I paint my nails with my nephew. He loves it. We do like a bunch of different colors. So we bond over that. Okay. You should try it.
Maybe I'll hang out with your nephew.
Great. Please take him. I'm so tired of him.
Okay, here's what
just
the story
kidding.
Says. Slightly feminine men have a better relationship prospects with women. So like, while I'm like, I am sort of the handyman go-to, call me if something doesn't work. I can rewire. I can hang a ceiling fan. I can change out a shower faucet without having to call somebody.
Well, yeah. Yeah, we established I'm more girly than you.
No, but I mean,
you don't have to rub it in.
I'm just saying, like, why, first off, why do you think women would want a more feminine man?
There's just something, I don't know, almost more comfortable or like, not comfortable, welcoming almost. Like if I'm at a bar with a group of people and I need a dude to hold my purse, not my over the shoulder fanny pack thing.
You don't
but like,
carry a regular purse.
I don't. So you have to, hypothetical. If I'm holding an actual purse and I say, Slacker, hold this, how would you hold it?
It depends on what kind of bag it is. Like if it's a purse, Hack is going to back me up on this. We're not allowed. Like, I have to touch it. It's not that I have to touch it in a way that you feel confident I'm not going to go into it. That's very important.
I'm sorry, what
to
are
me.
We talking about?
Her purse.
Okay. Got it. Sounded like something. Go, go on.
I'm going to hold it. Now you've got me like, how?
You have to feel comfortable before I...
I need a thumbs up from you right now. Thumbs up, thumbs down. Go, no go for flight. I need you to feel, like, if I hold it, like, if I were to hold it close to my face or whatever, and it looks like I might go into, like, you're going into the bathroom at, like, Ball Arena, and there's a big long line, so you know I'm going to have your purse for a good solid 10 minutes. I want you to feel like I'm holding it so far away from me, I would never go into it.
That's
I'm not
the
going
opposite
to-
of what I want. I want you to put it on and
you
just
want me
be-
to put it on?
And yes.
Put it over my shoulder?
Whichever, if it's a crossbody, wear it crossbody, like just have it on you. To me, that's like so girly that it's masculine and it's hot.
I'm not afraid of being seen with a purse on at all.
Right. I would think the ultimate confidence is just as a guy, you're just holding the purse. Like, I'm not wearing it like a purse.
Well,
I'm just
exactly.
holding it because
you're
just
you're just putting it on. It's
no,
confidence.
But I don't want you to think that I'm getting too familiar with your stuff.
I don't think that at all.
But I think that.
Yeah,
that's a you problem.
Yeah, because the purses are like very scary in general. Just because it's like what's in there.
I don't understand why
and all that.
You guys think that.
Yeah, and I'm going to mess something up and you're going to go, where are my keys? And I'm 100%. Like, oh, well, I was looking for
Have
this.
You ever gone into the purse and then later on they're like, I could swear my sunglasses were right here. And you're like, it's me. Yeah. I went in. I touched it. I was in Narnia and now nothing's in its right place. You don't go into Narnia. If you're a
you
dude,
do.
You leave Narnia alone. Yeah. No, I'll go to Narnia. I'm just not going to Narnia.
Well,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. With the feminine men, isn't there some, like you named Harry Styles as mm-hmm. an example, but hasn't he earned the credit or whatever because he is so hot, he's so famous, he's so yes. rich, he's so everything a woman wants that he gets to be like,
yes.
I can kind of just do whatever I yes. want and women are going to kind of just love
but
it.
That's kind of
whereas,
just...
What are, we can't put a boa on.
You totally could as long as you're confident. That's no. what sells
no.
it.
No.
For sure.
No. And the first person to make fun of me would be a woman if I wore
a boa. I doubt it.
Yes.
No.
Yes. Yes.
No.
Yes.
It would be a... what's the
like
word?
A Travis. A Chad.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Sorry, Chad.
Love you, buddy.
Other Chads. No, but it wouldn't. Because, like, dude, you just summarized everything. Because I know so many women. Aaron, Chevis, my ex-wife. Harry Styles is everything. But if a dude was Harry Styles with, like, the doily collar, the pearls, the whole thing, and he just wandered past you at Culver's, but it wasn't Harry Styles. It's not somebody you already know as Harry Styles. Yeah. It's just a dude rocking Harry Styles fashion. You're going to be like, what does that guy think?
No, I'd be like, wow, he has a strong fashion choice. He's working
no,
it.
No, you would not.
Yes, I would.
No, you...
Even saying strong fashion choice is like a nice way to say something that you don't like it.
No.
Well, that's a strong choice.
Well, because like, yes. I'm not going to wear it, but he's rocking it. What does it matter what my opinion is if he's comfortable?
But you're saying you
confident.
Like it more. You're saying it's
saying
more
it's
attractive.
Not, I'm saying it's not a turnoff, yeah.
I think
we have to end this whole conversation because I feel like I'm going to explode. Because I'm just saying, if I... Not that I get hit on at bars ever, but let's pretend I'm going to go to Griffin tonight and I'm going to go dress like me in my uniform. Gray pants, black shirt. Mm-hmm. Then tomorrow night, mm-hmm. I'm going to go in as Harry Styles. I'm going to tell you, I got zero chance of getting one single phone number as Harry Styles.
I say the opposite. People are going to look at you today and be like, he's boring.
You are kind of boring.
I'll see you at the Griff.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I don't believe, there's a male birth control that's starting to like get some traction.
Yeah, they're Crocs. They're very successful.
Oh my God,
prolonged usage increases their effectiveness.
I would like to congratulate you. That just made me laugh harder than anything you've ever said. It is so true. Like, there are times when I'm like doing yard work or whatever, and you can see like people walking by and they kind of check you out because you're like, you're out there, you're sweaty, you're manly uh-huh. thing. And just every once in a while, if I'm in a hurry and I'm like, I've run into the garage and I'm like, well, I have my red Crocs are just in the garage. And I'm like, okay. Well, I'm just going to go ahead and do yard work and I'm going to slap those bad boys on. You can just, you can feel like just ovaries drying up. Like you're walking around in your Crocs and it's like, nope. Nope. Like Brad Pitt in Crocs, nobody'd hit that. You just wouldn't.
I would.
You wouldn't.
Yeah.
You wouldn't, I'm telling you.
I just got a new pair of Crocs. They're Harry Potter.
I love Crocs, but they're not sexy. It's
no, they're not.
The Crocs stay
fun.
On in the bedroom.
Because what do you call the little things?
Gibbets?
Yes.
Okay.
We just bought a bunch of those, too.
Can you even say that? It sounds dirty.
No, it's the little, you shove the gibbets in the holes.
Okay.
That yeah. sounds dirty.
I know. Anybody want to hole my gibbets? Gibbet my hole. Okay. Anyway, there's another male birth control other than Crocs or the bucket hat that I also rock with my Crocs. It is yeah. just like...
That's a lot.
Yeah. I've actually seen women cross the street.
Yeah, they turn around in
yeah,
the car.
Yeah, they're like, oh, we don't need to go this way. It is some sort of gel that men rub on their shoulders.
And it's birth control.
Yeah, I don't know how it works. So I guess yeah. what it is like, it like somehow messes with your testosterone levels, which lowers your sperm count, I think.
Can you put it on yourself, or do you have to have a partner kind of... rub it in for you. Maybe that's the birth control. As she's rubbing it in, and you're like,
no.
She's like, just forget.
It doesn't make your junk will still work. I think it just like
yeah, it just had suppression of swimmers.
Yes,
but so through your shoulders.
Because I think as long as you get the testosterone killing thing in your body, like when you're doing testosterone replacement, you mm-hmm. just shoot it in your butt.
Mm.
So I mean, it's like the testosterone can get into you anyway. Like you don't have to take okay. a pill. You don't have to shoot. Like you can shoot in your thigh. You can shoot in your butt. You can shoot like. Ugh.
I mean, that makes sense, though, because you're putting it directly into your body. This is still getting absorbed through your skin, so you would think that it would be...
But in your butt, you're going into fat. You're not going into a vein.
It's well,
not
like yeah. You're...
Not everyone.
Okay, yeah. Just trust me on this one. So the questions that I have, number one, for Aaron, if you were out with a boy mm-hmm. and he's like, don't sweat it. I got the gel on. You can trust him? Like, I don't... For all of time, it's been women who are sort of responsible for... You're the last line of defense.
Mm-hmm. I probably wouldn't just because I don't really ever want to get pregnant. So, like, I'm just going to shut down that...
You've got
yeah.
maneuvers in place. You've got the...
We're going to make sure. No.
Yes.
Not possible.
You've got to...
I'm putting the Crocs on. Harry Potter. I ain't getting pregnant tonight.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.
It's Other People's Problems, OPP for short. And Tiak told me seconds ago what this one's about, and I have completely forgotten.
Jamie is very concerned all of a sudden with who her younger sister is dating.
Okay.
Is what I said. Do you remember? Now do you remember?
No, I wasn't listening when you said it. Okay. So I was lying. I didn't forget. I just don't.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go.
What is it now?
She's very concerned.
Jamie?
Yay.
Tell us what your problem is. Is it what TX said?
Well, yes. But I'll tell you why. My okay. younger sister has started dating one of my ex-boyfriends.
Whoa.
Bah, 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 okay. That took a turn real fast. Okay. How much of an ex-boyfriend?
Just to sort of set the whole thing up, like, I'm engaged to another guy. Like, it's not because I want him back.
Okay.
I feel so betrayed. And it's just weird.
Okay, so I have about 10,000 questions to ask you. One, how far apart in age are you and your sister?
4 years.
4 years. So... You guys being in this fishing in the same pond makes sense. Is this the first man you've had in common?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
Is that a common question? What, like,
I'm going to say this. I've known
what?
Brothers and sisters who just sort of do that. And they don't, they're just.
Really?
No, I don't think it's a nice thing. I think more often than not, the one. Who's doing it, who's taking your spinoffs, it has some sort of weird thing about them. I don't know if it's insecurity or if it's, I don't know what, it, or it's like they want to prove that they're better than you, so they're going to date him harder than you. Like, I'm going to date that dude so hard. Yeah. And like, you know what I'm saying?
Kind of, yeah.
Okay, so, and how serious were you with this dude?
Well, we went out for like over a year, okay. But it wasn't like we were going to get married or anything.
But you definitely slept with him.
Yes.
Oh boy.
So my sister's like,
she said she's engaged. Her fiance might be listening.
Years ago.
Well, I don't hear that.
Her fiance knows she slept with other people.
But you do have a fiance, right, Jamie?
Yes.
Okay. So why do you care?
It's, you know, what if this is the one, right, for him, for her, rather, or for him, you know, and they get married?
Yeah.
And he comes to, like, all our family events. And it's just like,
awkward because you've slept with him already, or?
Yeah. You know, and it's like my sister's like, are you not over him? And I'm like, absolutely I'm over him. Oh, I don't know. Am I not? Does this mean that I'm not over him, or like?
I don't think it means that.
Am I just wrong for being upset? I don't know. I think it started because she's been keeping this from me for like 6 months.
Yeah, but if she had asked you permission, would you have said yes?
iconic. That's why she
kept it. I mean, that's why she kept it from you. The fact that you can't even answer the question, yeah. That's exactly why she kept it. I'm not saying it's right. Like, lying because yeah. you aren't going to like the answer.
She said, like, I knew you'd be mad. That's what I didn't say anything.
Right. Yeah.
It's just weird to me because, like, I personally would not look at my sister's exes as, like, potential dates. To me, those are, like, older brother figures, and that's weird.
Right.
Really?
Right.
Yeah.
Let me jump in with the phone number real quick, 303-222-5423, or you can text into 51059. I think it's weird, but I don't... If she's... like, I would have the problem sleeping with somebody my brother slept with. But...
Okay.
Do you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
If my brother got divorced and then... she wanted to sleep with me, I don't think I could do it. If somebody I slept with my brother, I don't care.
Yeah, that's where I'm kind of getting hung up on it. If Jamie's engaged to another guy, what does who her ex dates, like, how does that matter at all? Like, aren't you looking forward to the future, to your wedding, to your future with this guy that you love?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and we're much more compatible and, you know, life goals and all that stuff. So I'm just like,
was there anything bad about your ex? Like anything toxic that maybe you don't want your sister to be a part of?
I mean, it was kind of immature, but maybe that was because it was like 5 years ago, but
gotcha.
You know, I just like, part of me is like, I don't even want to think about that. Like, I don't want to, you know, yeah. It's like she's heard me complain about him, and I mean,
okay. I have to jump on Hack real quick. Give me a second, bro. You're so singularly focused on her moving on, but what she's talking about is Thanksgiving. Like, do you want one of your exes at Thanksgiving?
Has she moved on?
It doesn't matter. Then I'm asking you. Do you
I could be in a room with any of my exes because I'm not with them. I don't care. I'm not concerned with their lives or who they're dating, and they have no.
But if they were just there, if like being in a room with them is different. Like you could be DJing at Brothers, mm-hmm. and they're there. Big deal. But they're spending 7 hours. Like, this is somebody that you're like, I don't love you anymore. I don't want to be with you anymore. And then pass the mashed potatoes every okay. year for the rest of your
yeah,
life.
But isn't it clear that you don't want to be with him because he's dating someone else? You happen to
but
be
it's
related.
Your sister.
But that he's found someone else and maybe they are
he
a better match.
He grew up in small town Iowa. That's the only options that
you're
they
right.
had.
I think you just pass people
to
around.
To be mature and move on after a breakup? No, I agree. It's a great option.
That's not what she's saying. Like, you fish in such a small pond that when you catch something, you're like, oh, I just watched that guy throw that back in the water, but it's good enough for me.
But isn't that just all dating? Well, isn't that no. kind of that? Like, everyone's dating everyone all the time? I mean, I don't
know. No.
I don't want to be in a room.
No.
Like, do you think I'm over my ex-wife?
Yes.
This feels like a trick question. I want to say yes. But,
okay.
Okay.
I don't want my brother to start dating her. Just because I don't want that to happen, but that doesn't mean I'm not over her. I'm completely over her, but I still don't want to, like...
But if you're over her, why would it even matter at all?
Because I don't want to see her every freaking Thanksgiving.
Why does it cross your mind?
And...
Why do you have any negative feelings towards her? It should just be nothing. If you're over her, it should be neutral.
That's not how that works.
Yeah.
My good friend Charlie Puth once said, that's not how this works! I don't... Okay, so Jamie, you're like, what are you asking us? Like, are you asking if you're weird? Are you asking if you should intervene with your sister? Like, what do you...
Well, I mean, to be honest, it's like, let's start with, do I even have a right to be upset, right? Or is it my sister that's out of line? Like, what should I do? Because, you know, I don't want him back, but, like, there's just something weird about it. And I mean, do I just need more time to just wrap my head around it? Like, if he's going to just be there, like, I'm just going to have to, like, yeah. I mean, you know, I have a an uncle that I have to see sometimes who's not my favorite, you know, like,
right.
He doesn't have the same.
Can it be a funny, you know, story eventually? Like, you're marrying another guy, eventually you laugh about it. Like, I don't understand.
Your level of obtuse right now is making me crazy. Because you're seeing it.
Like, I think I'm acute, personally, but.
Hang on, Jamie. You're not. You don't have brothers. This is why it doesn't work for you.
But I've had friends who've dated my sisters, or I've had friends who've dated.
But you never slept with your sister.
Friends who've dated girls that I've dated, and what am I going to do? Get mad at them? No, we're broken up. That shows that I'm still caring about that person. I don't care about them. We're broken up. It's over.
But they you're can not date curious, whomever. Like that he's doing that one move that he used to do to Jamie, and it's like, is he doing that to my sister?
No, I would not think about it. I'm not with that person.
Aaron,
anymore.
Help me.
I would be
there
focused.
There would be like a little bit of comparison. Yeah.
Like when he like if there's something like the way he flirts with her at the dinner table, and you're like, oh my god,
he used to do that to me.
Yes,
yeah.
That would be weird to be confronted with your past relationship every time you go to a family outing. Not if you're over it. Stop saying that, because
it's right and it's annoying you.
It's only right on paper.
Okay.
But it's not right in the real world with people who have real feelings and don't just go, oh, that's over. Flip the switch. Goodbye. I never care.
Then I guess she's not over him.
I strongly dislike you right now. And the fact that you're trying, like, you're doing the calm thing to try to get me even more riled up.
Yep.
And look at the way he's sitting.
So
I am
smug.
Going to thump him. All right. If you'd like to help Jamie, Aaron will be answering calls because TX tied up. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We're trying to help out Jamie. She was just on the phone a few minutes ago. Basically, she's engaged. I'm struggling with you right now because you have this one gear that you're in where it's just like, she's like, the life is as black and white. Let me finish explaining. Jamie was with a guy. They broke up. Now that guy is dating her sister. While Jamie has moved on and has a fiance, she just doesn't want her sister to marry this guy. So her ex is always there. And Tiak has taken this hard line of, you wouldn't care if you'd actually moved on.
Well, you wouldn't. And you don't get to control people once you break up with them. They get to date whomever they want to date.
I do agree with you, but there's just some... Hold on, Slacker. Put your eyeballs away.
Oh, my God. I just gave her the death look. I'm like, I won't have both of you turning on me.
No, there's just... I don't know. I think there's something hidden. There just seems to be something icky, whether Jamie is still interested or he still is. Like, there's something there.
Okay. All right. Y'all are real fun. Mike?
Yay.
Yay. What do you think?
Oh, you guys are I and me, and it's driving me crazy.
Okay.
What about the fiance? So this guy is going to marry her, and now he's got to go to Thanksgiving and Christmas and see the guy that has been intimate with his wife.
Yeah. I you know what? You're right.
Yeah, didn't even think about that.
From his perspective, too. Is there you over it?
So what? He has even less to say about it. He's not he didn't date the guy, and he's not involved with the sister either. So what's how does he come in and go, you can only date these list of people?
Oh, my God.
If you've been intimate with someone, or if your wife has been intimate with someone, mm-hmm. and for some reason... she ends up coming
to all your dinners.
Intimate. Yeah, like, now you've got to sit here face-to-face, and he knows every intimacy secret about your wife. Like, he's been there. That would drive me nuts.
Can you imagine leaning over to kiss Angie on the neck, and he's like, ooh, she doesn't like that?
Yeah.
Okay, well, then I'd fight him.
What are you going to compare notes? Hey, good job. Hey, we got a lot in common.
I wouldn't compare notes, but I'm comfortable enough, confident enough in my relationship that we're moving forward. She's not with you anymore. She's with me.
I don't want to be around a guy who's been familiar.
He knows everything inside and out about your wife, and you're okay with that.
Inside and out.
Well, he's going to know that whether he's there or not. Yeah, so I don't get what's the difference. If he's
the
there or not.
The difference is,
like,
he's not there.
Everyone has a past.
Yeah, but I don't want to
see
your past.
Exactly, it's the past. Leave it in the past.
I agree. Let's move forward. We can all be civil and...
Oh, my God. Mike, thank you for the call. I don't know what to do with you. Because I can't tell how you can be this spreadsheety. Like it can, I understand that what you're saying would make sense in a rational way, but love isn't rational.
Mm-hmm. I guess I don't know. Well, everyone has a past, so I don't know why. I don't understand why.
But to me, I just don't want to see it. I just don't want to. I don't want to be confronted with your past every time I go to have Thanksgiving food or open presents. I just don't want to see it. I don't want to. Like, I don't. Okay. And then he's just. I wish we gotta get the cameras back in the studio because I want people to see the smugness that is T-Hack.
Yeah.
It's just. Ugh.
It's vile.
It is, right?
Love
it's
me, bud.
Visceral. Linda.
Hi.
Yeah.
Hi.
What do you think?
Well, what I was thinking about is I understand that, of course, your own emotions, and I know T-Hack's probably got like the most perfect relationship ever. Mm. But for most people, it's also about the rest of the family or their new relationship to be, that would make it awkward. Like, even if they don't say anything up front, it's still going to make them uncomfortable. So you're always worried about what they're really feeling or what they're really thinking.
This is, I agree with you wholeheartedly. And I'm thank you for the call. Here's my thing. You're not a swinger.
No.
At all.
Far from it, yeah.
But this feels like that. Like, I can't compartmentalize, like, hey, I just had relations with this person, I had relations with this person, and even if I, then it's like, oh, afterward, we all come out into the same common area, enjoy some sangria, right? Yeah. It's like, you just did terrible things to my wife, and I just did terrible things to your wife. Like, I don't get that. I don't want to be in a room with somebody who has done things to the person that I love.
I agree completely.
Okay. This is the same. That guy has been with your wife
in the past. All in the past.
In the past.
How can you, leave him in the past if he's still there? If he's still current?
Yes. It's just the
because
past.
He's dating someone else now. Both of them are dating somebody else.
That's what I'm guessing. You don't want to be. And then your Eskimo sisters with your actual sister.
I don't know if that's an okay thing to say anymore.
Oh,
but
it's probably not.
Probably not.
Okay, never mind.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9. We found a list of things that people get congratulated for that don't deserve it. And we could go through the whole list. It's things like, I had a rant about this recently, like graduations and continuations. Mm-hmm. They're stupid. Like, graduating from kindergarten is stupid. It's great.
It's cute. And your kid but that's did it. Yeah.
And that's great. But they don't need a medal. They don't need a ceremony. They don't need applause. It's like, good job. You got to do this 12 more times.
Yeah, but don't you want to give them something like,
sure.
It's kind of worth it.
You can. We don't need everybody to have a ceremony.
Okay.
I don't need aunts and uncles. We don't need
them. They're not going to want to do it 12 more times if they're like every time. It's just like, all right, well, now 10 more times.
You know? I don't care if you want to do it. You have to do it.
There's something about the kindergarten one, though, that's just really cute.
Oh, my God, Aaron, pick a team. You're either on board with being. So one of the other things on the list of things that don't deserve congratulations is clapping when a plane lands. And there is one among us who feels that it's necessary. Aaron, is that you?
No, sir, not me. Mm.
Is it you, Slacker?
I don't think so.
Yoda?
Yeah.
Not me.
It's me.
Why?
It's me. It's an accomplishment. Landing a plane?
It's his job.
Her job. Thank you.
So we can never.
I knew it was coming. I could see you getting up on the turnbuckle. It's their job. Great. I didn't mean. I'm just like, I was picturing the last plane I was on. It was a decent landing.
They all are. You're here.
There's been some sketchy ones.
I've been on some landings where it's like the oxygen masks come down. Do you applaud for that one?
Absolutely.
Why?
You should applaud for.
He just slammed the plane into the runway.
Are you here?
They slammed the plane. Oh, you don't want credit for that one, do you?
No. God! You can keep that one.
That was a guy pilot.
It was. I
remember
it. He
didn't ask for directions.
Because then they still come out and they want the little like head nod. You're like, good job, Mike, slamming the plane. Into
yeah,
the...
you tell them thank you when you got off the plane, too.
If
when
they're saying that, I sure. do, yeah.
I'm like, well, it's their job.
No, but I can still thank them, but I don't. They don't deserve applause. Every landing, you clap.
Yeah, I don't know why you wouldn't. I don't know why you wouldn't. You just flew from Denver to wherever you're going. You're in the air, however many thousands of feet up in the air, and then you land safely. You were air conditioned the whole time. You slept the whole time, and then you're like, yeah, easy. Like, it's miraculous. You just flew. How much does a plane weigh?
But
enough to take your back out.
Did it? They just were up there. I mean, I'm
have
saying,
you been on a cruise?
No.
Okay.
No, I get seasick.
Oh. He's going to shut down anything we say right now.
Yeah.
So you're saying if somebody does something, like I'm going to tell you this. I have applauded for a landing. Have you ever been on a plane where you're like, you're looking out and the ground's getting closer, and you're like, we got to be touching down soon. And then you realize, oh my God, we already touched down.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
It was like, and you're just down. That's like, come on.
Yeah.
Zero impact. Just like, like a feather landing on another feather. Like nothing happened.
That's very impressive.
That's beyond impressive. And you get my adoration and applause because okay. you went above and beyond.
But I know nothing about flying planes. That's why it's miraculous to me. So I don't know how much the pilot has control over the winds, the turbulence. Like you're just up in the air again, touching the heavens, scraping by and then landing. And you're like, it was a little bumpy, dude. Like,
okay.
Yeah, sorry, we just landed in Phoenix. Are you not happy? Like, you didn't have to drive here. It's a miracle.
Okay, but I guess all I'm saying is, so you're impressed and feel you need to applaud because you don't know how to do it.
And it is miraculous. Like okay. I think we're just numb to how incredible it is that we can just get on a flight and in 2 hours we're across the country.
Okay.
Seeing loved ones.
Great. You have two children.
I do.
When the doctor pulled the baby out of your wife's hoo-ha, did you hold up a minute? Because you don't know how to do it. I don't know anything about the winds or the. Or
I well, I know a little something about that.
not
a trained professional.
Do you know how to do it?
I dabble.
No. Do you know how to do it?
No, I know.
Did
don't.
You applaud?
I wept.
Is that the same as applauding?
No. Because you're weeping because your child is born,
correct.
Not because...
Because the doctor performed a miracle and was able to do that for me.
You didn't, applaud.
I thanked him. I definitely thanked them.
No, applaud.
And it was,
yeah, that's
it was,
the head nod that we
yeah,
do
no,
to the
head
pilots.
Nod is not the same, man.
And it was
yeah,
a woman.
Not. Oh, okay, great.
Thank you.
Both times. So.
I'm just saying, like, you'll spend your whole day applauding because there's so many things you don't know how to do. Can you make a Culver's burger? Do you know how to do that?
No, but okay. That deserves... Yeah, I'm with you. It deserves an applause.
Wait, I'm on T-Hack side.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So, oh my God. This probably should not go on the air, but we have a company barbecue coming up.
Yeah.
I think it's cute that we do that, first off.
You do?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Okay. There you go.
What the heck?
Nothing I like more than planned spontaneity. Sorry, big boss in the corner. Think you're great. Think it's going to be a fun time where you have... So the way this particular... There's an award ceremony attached to it,
yeah,
I think.
We do a quarterly award thing.
Here's the thing.
Did
Is
you guys-
there anybody in the building... Who's a bigger deal than me? I think not.
We're not talking about big deals. We're talking about like work put in.
Oh, work put in.
Not even close, boss. Number one. Far and away.
No, I mean, it's just I have literally never won an award in my life working at this company.
That's not true. You have.
What?
You got one for being the biggest fundraiser for Children's Hospital.
Yeah, I won that from Children's Hospital. I won nothing from these people.
I think Odyssey tried
Dang
to stop it,
it
too.
They're like, don't you have anybody else? Give it to somebody
Man,
from my
I was
heart.
So excited. I thought I got
no,
you.
No, you don't, like, this place does not.
You've got,
On
oh,
my
no,
25th anniversary,
yeah, no,
I had
one.
To be, you guys had to put up a tweet that they saw, then they went and found a junk watch With the name of our company from before, it says Intercom on it, and
no,
they gave
it
me that.
No.
It does say Intercom on it.
Oh, I didn't know
that. I have it in
that.
My backpack right now. In fact, caller number 19 right now can have my stupid 25-year anniversary watch from these pieces of hell.
That was
anyway.
Well, are you surprised as to why you don't get awards now? That's how you talk about
it. Awards are not for being nice. They're for being a badass. The awards are called Take It to 11. I'm at 12.
Yeah. All right.
Why am I so angry?
I don't know. That was a lot.
Anyway, as part of this magical awards ceremony, oh my God, is this on the air? I'm fired. I'm literally fired right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, you're about to get disinvited. Uninvited?
Good.
Whatever.
Yeah, they're putting you, they were going to get you something, I think.
I can't wait to see what it was. Something from the prize closet. A VHS of like...
One of the old books that we get.
Like Aladdin 6. Some straight to VHS Disney movie. Oh my God, this place. Anywho, they're having a barbecue catered in the parking lot. No, not catered.
Oh, okay.
Why would we cater a bar? No.
we're providing it
yeah.
for
right.
ourselves.
They've asked the employees to bring the food.
Yeah.
So it's then, a potluck.
Got it. So then Aaron immediately jumps in, having a gluten, not sensitivity, you're celiac.
Full celiac, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right. She's like, I'll bring a dessert. Because like nobody ever brings gluten-free desserts. Everything's it's baked goods. Nobody uses gluten-free flour, which you should because it's a one-to-one ratio and you can't tell. You really can't tell.
Oh, okay.
But no one does. So if Erin decides she wants to fire down a piece of cake, she'll die. So she's like, I'm going to bring cake. And our boss goes, no. People on the radio can only bring sides.
Yeah, cake's not a side.
Cake's not a side. Now, unfortunately, Tiak was not yet in the room, so he walks into the room, sits down, is like, "Yeah, we're doing the barbecue. What do you want to bring?" Tiak says, "I'll bring a dessert."
Yeah, I want to bring something I'm going to actually eat.
Right.
So a dessert, maybe a few.
You'll never guess the speech he got.
Dessert's not a side.
You got to bring sides if you're on the radio.
Which then I immediately thought, oh, okay, easy. If I need to bring a side, I'll bring some chips.
No, the dude from the mountain's already chips.
Already claimed.
So one guy from the mountain, I'm going to tell you right now, he's going to hit Costco and buy one damn bag of Doritos. That's it. That's all he's bringing. Do you think he's bringing 10 different chips?
Maybe two.
No, two. What's he going to bring? Regular Lay's and Doritos. Fine. That's all he's bringing.
Yeah.
Two things he can buy at Costco.
Okay, he's supplying it.
No, but I mean, can we bring other chips? Can we find out what chips he's bringing? Because what other sides?
That was my question. Exactly. What else do you eat at a barbecue?
Our boss said he's bringing the veggies. So
he's
going to
stop at King Soopers and buy a...
No, he said his wife does it.
Which is even lamer. He's going to be like, baby...
He's still bringing something.
And who wants veggies?
What can I make my wife make? To bring?
A dessert of some sort? No, we bring sides! So, okay. First off, could you please text in to 51059 what sides you think we could bring in?
I'm bringing fruit salad.
Does fruit salad mean you put mayo or something on it?
No. It's just fresh fruit cut up. You can get a little crazy and do like a honey thing, like a honey drizzle.
You just put
thing.
A fruit tray.
Well, no, I'm going to do it all. I'm not going to buy. I'm not going
to
go to the store.
No, but they're just
going
to be on a tray. Like to me, a
it's
fruit
gonna be in a
salad.
Bowl. It's going to be in a bowl
with
mixed
like whipped
up.
Cream.
No.
Just it.
That's
like,
cherry salad or ambrosia salad or the pistachio thing.
To me,
no.
Fruit. When you say the word salad, you've put something with it. A fruit
it's just,
tray. It's like a veggie tray.
I'm bringing mixed fruit.
There we, okay, say that. Because fruit salad, I feel like it has something in it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, when you say salad to me, I think, how can I not go?
Yeah, so don't text the word salad to 51059.
I had a good idea. Another side that goes perfect
this
with anything.
This is the entire reason we're bringing this up. And I want everyone to pull your cars over. Because you're thinking about sides... For a barbecue. So served at this barbecue are hot dogs and hamburgers.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And TX idea for a side is?
Like a dinner roll. Some side of bread. Bread. Who doesn't want bread on the side?
Me, the celiac.
Okay. You're killing Aaron.
She's got her fruit.
Killing Aaron
mixed
for
fruit.
One. Number two. Hot dog. Right. Comes on a...
On a bun.
Okay. Yeah. So hamburger comes on a...
Also on a bun.
Okay.
So there's a dual
why
purpose.
Why would we... As
a backup if we run
no.
out?
What?
Butter?
No! Doing what?
Like an art.
Okay, so now you're texting.
Oil.
Are you thinking crescent rolls?
Yeah, like, just some sort of, yeah, okay. Like a breadstick maybe. Throw them on the grill.
It's imperative to me that we have two different strings of texts coming in. One with suggestions for sides, and two, people telling Tiak how stupid it is to bring bread.
You go to you cook out and they have garlic bread and you're like, what is, you're mad? There's no
yes,
way, you're happy.
Garlic
you're
bread.
Like, whoa, nice touch.
No,
I'll
no.
come back here.
No, this is
they
one of those things.
They just moved off the friend list.
No, this is one of those things that drives me nuts. We're having a potluck. What's the first question I ask? What's the theme? Because I'm not, oh, it's like a taco bar. Great, I'll bring garlic bread.
Yeah, that would work.
No, it wouldn't work. Because it's a Mexican beef thing.
No one's mad at garlic
yes,
bread.
They are. Yes, I'm mad at garlic bread right now. I'm literally angry. I would choke out a garlic bread loaf right now and choke it out. Dead on the ground garlic bread. I'm pissed. At garlic bread.
But
garlic
bread
does
some,
not fit.
I'm going to bring hummus. Some other stupid whipped cream and fruit thing, and you're going to be mad about that. You're going to be like, hey, this, it would have a little
that's
bread
a
to
dessert.
It.
You can't bring it anyways.
I want to know,
what award
the third
do we
string
get?
Of texts. Okay, four strings of text. What award should I win? And what should I do to Tiak if he shows up at this damn thing with garlic bread?
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
It's day, I've lost count of trying to make Slacker proud for doing home improvement projects.
Oh, no.
What? I'm going to keep telling you things I do until eventually I get your love and respect.
I just want you to know, Tiak, I'm not your father.
Okay.
Well, you don't have
you
to.
You are, okay. No, in Tiak's defense, you are the father figure here. So I don't know if that makes you feel good
I
or not.
I don't like that at all. I don't, because.
Yeah. I need some allowance.
Okay.
Okay. Can I have more Xbox
no,
time?
No, you can't. Oh my God. I literally just got a request for my son just now.
Yeah, I know. I sent it. No. Okay. So this latest, I regaled you when I tackled the big project where I turned my sprinklers back on after I had blown them
I
out.
I want everyone to understand that sentence in case you miss that riveting radio. You know how you occasionally go into your kitchen and you're like, ooh, I'm going to like rinse this dish off. You
yeah.
go, and you rinse the dish off and then you turn it off.
Yeah.
That's basically what he did. He just turned on the thing that
was
turned
where's
off.
Where's the flathead involved though?
He just had to keep it from leaking out the side where the compressor hooks up. That's
okay. You don't need that
turn.
To wash a bowl.
Thank you. I had to get in the wall too.
Ooh.
Get in the wall?
To turn the water back on, the main line.
You had to go down in your basement and just turn a thing 45 degrees.
It's in the wall. I had to open the little door. I had to get in there.
Close the door.
Yeah, it's spooky in there.
So you're saying like, oh my God. Every time, like the clothes you're wearing right now, where were they?
In my closet.
Oh, did you have to get in the wall to get that?
No.
You was in the closet inside the wall?
I guess.
Yeah, okay.
Technically.
Like, it seems like you're inflating the things that you do to okay. try to be like badass. Yeah, so I had to, you know, tap into the Knutton valve, get into the wall. You know what I'm saying? Okay, you, oh, water on.
Yeah.
Oh, it's leaking out of the side. Quarter turn. What else did you do? Nada.
I was very proud because I didn't call a professional. That's what you're trying to get me to do is just don't hire people. You could do it yourself. And I did it. And
all
you're
true.
Still not proud of me.
Right. Because you
correct.
Yeah, it was
correct.
Way too quick.
Because the other thing, there's several steps to this. One, do it yourself. Two, don't call a professional. Three,
okay.
shut up about it. Just do it.
Oh.
You don't have to, like, you don't need.
Okay, I didn't know that was.
Yeah,
that's
you
part of it.
You haven't mentioned that one
no,
yet.
Yeah.
I'm on the bragging phase. I did all this.
Here's the thing. Do you want to hear, like, when somebody is like your sister, if she ever has a baby, one of your sisters has a baby. Mm-hmm. Do they have babies yet? They don't, right?
No, they don't.
Like, they're going to be, oh, yeah, this is my nephew. Oh, my God, you're going to go over and see it. And, like, before you see the baby, let me tell you. So labor started about 3 a.m. and like she tells you this 16-hour long tale of woe of like, and then the epidural and they stuck me 4 times and it wouldn't work and whatever. You're like, can I see the baby. Nobody wants to hear about the labor pains. You just want to see the baby. So you are a labor pains person. Like, I just want to come over and see pretty green grass and go, cool.
But are you going to assume that he called someone to do that?
I might assume that, and he can go.
Exactly. He's trying to prove his point that he's doing it on his own.
He could just go like, yeah, I turned him on. But not like, well, I had to get in the wall, you know. Get out of flat.
I'm only doing that because you're bringing down what I'm trying to say.
Dad, be proud of us.
All right. I'm so proud of you, son.
Okay.
What did you do today?
Brush your own teeth?
It
didn't feel authentic at all. So you didn't like that. I think you'll be proud of this one, though. This one speaks to your heart, this home improvement project. We are getting new furniture for our deck. And so before we did that, we got to power wash the deck.
Okay. He's doing something right now. Yeah. He knows that I am the master. Yeah. Like,
but we don't want to hear about it. No, we would love to hear about it.
You
are the best power washer, dare I say, in the state?
Oh,
okay,
west of the Mississippi.
You're sucking up now.
Dare
calm
I say
down.
In this on this on this
the
green
planet
earth that we have?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh yeah. Terra firma? Yeah. Me. I'm it.
Yeah.
I would like to take my pants off for you guys real quick and show you.
Okay, now we're getting.
I have a scar right now on my leg from a power washing injury.
You've showed us.
Yeah, well, it's a full-on scar now, though.
Oh, it healed. It's
a permanent. I have, yeah.
I remember that. This was in my head as I was power washing. I remembered you took it and you sliced your leg with the power wash. Now, I don't have one that's quite as powerful as yours. I'm still a novice, because I have you hate I have the electric one.
Oh my god, you have an electric power washer. Please don't tell the rest of your story.
But this is, see, I can never make you proud. I get everything wrong. I'm trying. But
this
so we
was
power
washed. His first time.
Yeah, we power washed the deck.
Gas powered. Oh my god. Okay,
but I had to put the power washer in the house, close the door to the deck, and so it's kind of, I can't put a gas thing in the house. That seems.
Why would you have to put the power washer in the house?
To get it out of the way, because it plugs in to the outlet. It just seems like you don't want it out there while you're
right,
spraying.
Well, a gas powered one, you wouldn't care.
Oh, yeah, I could leave it outside, you're saying?
Yes, T. Hack. You wouldn't put it in and suffocate your family.
Okay.
You would have it outside with you.
Okay. Well, I clearly
this
need help.
This is the dumbest story I've ever.
I did both the deck and our patio. I power washed it. And I could tell you're not proud. So that's it. I'll hire someone next time.
If you are proud of TIAC, please text in that you want to hear more stories like this one tomorrow to 51059.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I got a story of the police breaking up a church because it was really popular.
Okay. I have a story about probably the most exciting test drive you've ever heard.
Let's go.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
A woman in Florida.
Yeah! Let's go.
She went to a car dealership and she was on a test drive that ended up in a police chase.
This is very aggressive in here. Well,
sounds like how she was driving. She was going upwards of 90 miles an hour on the test drive. She had trouble staying in a lane. She was hitting cars and police were after her. She eventually reached the ocean, decided to jump in. I'll test the waters now, I guess. And she...
That's a good one.
And she was caught. But you kind of get out of it. It's like, oh, I don't want it anymore. I tested it.
Yeah, no, this car has been driven rough.
Yeah.
I don't want this
one. I
would never drive it like that, for real. This is what a bad
test. This was my car. Yeah. Kind of idiot. I liked that.
Okay.
My story is not from Florida.
Ooh.
It's from Connecticut, and apparently there's a Reverend Herbert Miller that had a very popular church. Everyone just loved it. Like, communion was great. People just kept coming back for more. It's just real good stuff. Apparently, he was a popular pastor. Pastor?
He was a popular pastor.
Yep. He was caught with both liquid and rock forms of meth.
Oh boy.
Wow, doubling up.
Yeah, the police showed up and he had a needle prepared for injection. They busted him on a whole bunch of drug charges. In his defense, it was a Methodist church. Meth. Methodist, like, you know, so it's like, he's like, yeah. Officer, you can't. It's my freedom of religion because it's meth.
I like it.
For some reason, it brings me no joy that T-Hack likes it.
I hate it.
Yeah!
All right, those were all the stupid people we could find for today.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.